This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Early spring rainfalls are nothing new in Pittsburgh, but one unlucky downpour in the spring of 1936 resulted in our region's worst natural disaster. Following a winter that dumped more than 60 inches of snow on western Pennsylvania, continual rain soaked the region in March 1936. Warmer than normal temperatures melted the snow, swelling creek beds along the upper Allegheny and Monongahela rivers. When two additional inches of rain saturated the city on St. Patrick's Day, the rising rivers inundated the low-lying north side and washed into the streets of downtown, wiping out historic businesses within hours. The swollen rivers forced downtown workers into the second and third floors of office buildings, where they had to be rescued by rowboats, 21 feet over the average flood stage, causing millions of dollars in property damage. The entire Golden Triangle lay submerged for 7 days. Once busy streets became pools of muddy water, and wet city skyscrapers helplessly poked through the tide. By the time the waters receded, the St. Patrick's Day flood of 1936 claimed a total of 80 lives, with 500 Pittsburghers injured and more than 135,000 residents left homeless. Reform came months later when Congress passed the Flood Control Act, authorizing the construction of a system of dams and reservoirs to prevent future flooding. More than 80 years later, Pittsburghers hope that good engineering and the luck of the Irish prevents another St. Patrick's Day flood.